By now, you've probably heard of the Netflix series Last Chance U. The fourth season was recently released following the Independence Community College Pirates. Let's just say it's causing all kinds of buzz, mostly centered around the antics of now former Pirates head coach Jason Brown. Brown is an incredibly brash, loud, and abrasive coach. Some are upset with the way he verbally abuses his players, and he has since been fired by Independence for telling a German student that, quote, "I'm your new Hitler." During the course of the season, he is seen on camera making multiple Hitler references, which is inexcusable in any setting, but that's not what I want to highlight today. Jason Brown has defended himself multiple times, saying that the way he talks to his players isn't all that different from any other football coach at that level. You know what? To a certain extent, I agree with him. But here's the problem. It's not about the antics to me. It's about the fact that Jason Brown is completely inept as a football coach. For goodness sake, he repeatedly admits that he doesn't watch film of other teams. Do I really need to continue? That's a rhetorical question because I'm not done. He's disorganized. He reacts on emotion. His players see right through his front. He's spiteful, as seen when he kicked Marquise King off the team before the last game of the season for no apparent reason, and then talked badly about him to coaches who had offered him a scholarship. King had played through three concussions and several broken bones during the course of the season for Brown. What a nice guy. Early in the season, he decided to bring Malik Henry into the quarterback room 3 days prior to the beginning of the season, even though he knows how much of a locker room cancer the former prized Florida State recruit is. That nearly caused a mutiny among the team. He brought back star of the show Bobby Bruce after an offseason armed robbery charge, and lo and behold, Bruce was caught stealing money out of a student's dorm within 3 weeks of being there. Then there's the fact that he sits on Twitter looking up his name and tries to control the narrative. He's facing felony charges of impersonating a law firm, sending cease and desist letters to newspapers on fraudulent letterhead. He throws his players under the bus more than Steve Alford could ever dream of. It's never his fault, even though how can his players be prepared for a game when he's not prepared himself? This guy is not fit to be a football coach at any level. I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt early on because I do believe that deep down he does care about his players, but his outward actions are that of a coach that can't effectively run a program. The proof is in the pudding. He took a team that had national championship aspirations last season and led them to a 2-8 record. With your KGYM Radio Sports View, I'm Alex Kuhn.